And then she spent most of her younger years in Augusta?
Well, she came... Let me see now. She came... She was in Augusta, and they had a plantation at Stilesboro, Georgia. Mm-hmm. After the war, and she came to Rome, she lived between Augusta and Stilesboro until 1868. Mm-hmm. She came to Rome in 1868.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then she stayed all of her
all the rest of her life was
here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know anything about your mother's mother?
No.
In other words, your maternal grandparents?
My maternal, my mother was adopted. Well, Mama always told us when she was born, she took me and gave me to a friend of hers. Just put me in her arms and went off and left me, so I don't know anything at all. She didn't know anything about her own mother.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And you wouldn't know anything then about probably your paternal, your paternal grandparents?
No, no.
Your father's side.
Mm-hmm. No.
Nothing about that. Okay. All right, now, now you're Mrs. Banks, right?
Mrs. Mm-hmm.
And the age of your husband, he's not living now.
Never did know just exactly how old he was. I never found out. But he was quite a few years older than myself. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was he born here in this area?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forget the name of the little place in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. What?
You might place him as his home in Dalton, Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but he wasn't born in Dalton, but he went there as a... Sometime in life, I don't know when.
Did he go to college too, or
no,
school as you did?
No, he wasn't a college man. He was a custodian. Well, he was a railroad. Ran on the railroad for about 17 years, I think. Then he left the railroad and was custodian. You to the room. Post office.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
For 20-odd years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Rome, I know at one time, was probably mostly an agriculture area, farming area, but it certainly doesn't seem to be that way anymore.
No, more industrial. The industrial Rome is more on the industrial side.
We did see some cotton coming up here.
Yeah.
Little mm-hmm. patches here
yeah,
and there.
Not too much of that now.
Yeah.
Most, as I said, industrial.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to start into the actual, asking you the actual questions on the interview. If you were going to greet someone in the morning, or that is before noon, how would you greet them? How would you say hello?
I would probably just depend mostly upon who it was. It would be, for instance, if it was you came in, it would be, "Good morning, Mrs.
Toohey.
Toohey.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Mrs. Toohey.
Uh-huh. Okay. And about go ahead.
No.
And until what time of the day do you think would you use that term, good morning?
Until about 12 o'clock, up until noon.
Mm-hmm.